Dr. Erica Monhey Greer with a scholarly Wanderlust blogcast on the film Contact, entitled A Science Fiction Quest for Faith. As I have been recently immersing myself in literary and cinematic representations of the supernatural, I revisited the 1997 film Contact. Dr. Ellie Arroway, played by Jodie Foster, has researched her entire life to find confirmation of life by radio signal. Finally, as an adult, she discovers a signal confirmed to be from another galaxy. This creates chaos in the world. People at every level of government and civilian interest respond to the news that we are not alone in the universe. Some pray to God, some pray to aliens, some protest, and others celebrate. Dr. Arroway discovered the sound and has to fight for her right to remain involved. Unfortunately, even though she is clearly the leading expert in this project, she is placed under the authority of men, many of whom make automatic presumptions from colonial military perspectives about her competence or even incompetence as a woman scientist. Meanwhile, protesters bring attention to the religion versus science debate, you know, the one that we have fairly frequently in the world. Arroway summarizes the debate by saying, "It seems like you're saying that science killed God." In her relationship with a religious leader named Palmer Joss, who is portrayed by Matthew McConaughey, she is forced to explore her own faith, and her refusal to profess belief in God costs her the opportunity to embark on the mission that will attempt to communicate directly with the Vega star system that she discovered, which is 26 light years from the Earth. They are using a machine built following alien instructions. And if you want to see a picture of that machine, you can visit my blog that is connected with this blogcast. Scientists believe the alien-originated machine will transport an individual to the Vega system. However, religious fanaticism leads to terrorism, sabotage, and destruction of the machine, and the many human lives aboard. Fortunately, a second machine was built in secret, where Dr. Arroway is recruited to test the schematic, and she is outfitted with a human-made security feature to protect her, even though she is rather inclined to put her faith in the alien schematic and ride freely in form, as the instructions seem to indicate. Dr. Arroway travels to another star system by means of this machine, where she observes a beautiful celestial event in space before she's lowered to a planet on what appears to be an oceanside beach. The landscape looks identical to an image she drew in the past, and a being approaches her. It morphs into the image of her dad and speaks knowingly to her. She immediately recognizes that the aliens downloaded memories from her subconscious to speak with her in a familiar way. In addition, she learns that many other species have responded to the same message. This is how the aliens make first contact. When Dr. Arroway returns, she finds out that no time had passed, and she's the only one who believes she had made contact with other life forms. Science confirms that only a fraction of a second passed while she was in the machine. Dr. Arroway must then defend her experience, but she cannot provide any evidential proof or scientific evidence that she traveled through a wormhole and made contact with another species. Due to this lack of evidence, she is put on trial, a legal and scientific trial. The government accuses Haddon, her benefactor, of manipulating her experience as, quote, "the most expensive hoax of all time," end quote. In the end, the question is posed in terms of faith. She concedes that she cannot believe her own story because there is no scientific evidence that it ever happened, for the same reasons that she rejects faith in God or religion. Yet she cannot also deny that it was a real experience. Can both things be true? In the end, Dr. Arroway, the skeptical scientist, concedes the possibility of truth in faith alone. Her companion, Joss, declares his belief in her. After all, he says, they are both in pursuit of the truth. Can belief in something be evidence of the truth of something? This is the question that continues to plague human philosophers through the ages. Is it even possible to believe in something without a reasonable modicum of doubt? The implication that scientific evidence must be required for something to be true is an idea that hinders even scientific advancement itself. The pursuit of any truth begins with a theory that may be based on nothing but faith. Thank you for listening. This has been Dr. Erica Monhay-Greer with a Scholarly Wonderlust podcast, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time.